First visit to Connecticut. While at Topsom, we received a letter from Brother E.L.H. Chamberlain, of Middletown, Connecticut, urging us to attend a conference in that state in April, 1848. We decided to go if we could obtain means. My husband settled with his employer, and found that there was $10 due him. With five of this, I purchased articles of clothing that we very much needed, and then patched my husband's overcoat, even piecing the patches, making it difficult to tell the original cloth in the sleeves. We had $5 left to take us to Dorchester, Massachusetts. Our trunk contained nearly everything we possessed on earth, but we enjoyed peace of mind and a clear conscience, and this we prized above earthly comforts. In Dorchester, we called at the house of Brother Otis Nichols, and as we left, Sister Nichols handed my husband $5, which paid our fare to Middletown, Connecticut. We were strangers in Middletown, having never seen one of the brethren in Connecticut. Of our money, there was but 50 cents left. My husband did not dare to use that to hire a carriage, so he threw our trunk upon a high pile of boards in a nearby lumber yard, and we walked on in search of someone of like faith. We soon found Brother Chamberlain, who took us to his home.